Tony McAvoy. He's been having a terrific season. I think it'd be fair to say bit the bullet and bought some nice yearlings, and it's paid off for him. And he joins me now. Morning, Tony.
Morning, Cozzy. How are you, mate?
I'm good. Would that be a fair comment to say you did bite the bullet probably 18 months to a year ago and said, I've got to get better yearlings, and it really has worked out, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really is, Cozzy. I've got a tremendous young squad, and I've only run 20 of last season's two-year-olds. So there's still about 50 that I haven't raced yet. So lots to look forward to, mate.
The ones you've held back, are they ones that, is it maturity thing or is it just pedigree or type? You think they might just need a little bit longer?
Yeah, look, I predominantly bought horses that I wanted to be 3 and 4 year olds.
Yeah.
And some get there at 2, but some don't. And my 2 year olds, if they want to go to the races, I let them. And if they don't, we don't. They just go back to the paddock. So they've had a great grounding and being developed beautifully, and as I say, there's lots to look forward to.
Now, Hey Doc is probably a beautiful example by Dewporth out of a General Nadia mare, and has won almost $1 million.
Yeah, he was a cracking yearling, really liked him, and we brought him along nicely, and he did run it too. He even got us to the Blue Diamond, that horse. Mm. You know, when they can get to run in the biggest two-year-old races of the year, it tells you they've got some quality, and he's come on and on as a three-year-old. So pretty proud of him where he's taken us to, Sean.
We've seen him probably perform best 1,400 to 1,600. He even ran in the Doncaster. You freshened him. The 1,200 of the Goodwood, is that a little concern, or is it just the case that he's fresh and he's fit, we'll roll the dice?
Yeah, look, he's a winner at 1,200. He's a winner at 1,200, but not in a Group 1 race. So he's developed into a high-quality horse, being a Guineas winner. He's running the Doncaster, showed to me that he's definitely up to class because he just sat 5 wide, no cover, and still ran ninth and was still battling at the end. So, look, ideally, he is a 1,400 to 1,600-metre horse, but I believe you need a 1,400-metre horse to win a Goodwood. It's a very strong 1,200. And I thought he had some chance until the barriers. The barriers are going to make it very difficult.
When I saw that barrier draw, I wonder whether the stable cat ran for cover, because I thought T-McAvoy would be kicking the cat when he gets 21.
Yeah, I've just been devastated by barrier draws, Sean. But anyway, we've got a...
There's nothing you can do, is there?
Yep.
I mean, it's there. You just got to deal with it, haven't you?
We've just got to deal with it, yeah. So I'll have a talk to Luke tomorrow, but he hasn't got enough speed to go forward. So I think we'll be sitting quiet and hoping for some luck.
You gave him an exhibition gallop the other day, and reports were on that. You were rapt with it.
Yeah, he galloped really well. I mean, he's not an outstanding track worker, this horse, Sean, but he really lifted under Luke, and it looked very nice work to me. And then when Luke came back in and gave the horse a big kick, that really pleased me. And he pulled up beautifully and clean in his lungs. And so he's where he needs to be. But we're just now gambling on luck, which is what barriers do to you.
Yeah. Now, you've got a few other nice runners there tomorrow. What's the pick of your others at Morfordville, Tony?
Look, my two stayers are going very well. Certainly Time to Test.
Yep.
His form's exceptional. And his first run at a mile and a half the other day was an outstanding run. So I think he can make the step up. Again, he's drawn badly in barrier 13. But and the other horse, Super Haze, his form's no good at the moment. But I think the horse is going well on the track, and if we can find his form out at a mile and a half, he could run a cheeky race as well.
All right. Well, good luck tomorrow. Let's hope it works out well for Hey Doc and the Goodwood, and you snare another race or two along the way.
Thanks very much, Sean. Thanks for talking to me.
Thanks, Tony. Tony McAvoy, always great to catch up with him there.